From Marketplace in New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson in for David Brancaccio. More than 190,000 people have left Puerto Rico for Florida since Hurricane Maria hit. Many are 20-somethings who have landed in Central Florida with their eyes on better educational opportunities and jobs. Marketplace's Renata Sago spent time with one of those evacuees.
Nicole Morales paces out of a huge factory building in Orlando with her lunch bag. She arrives at sunrise to test internet routers with thousands of other workers, including her uncle, who got her the job. She's got a second gig across town, selling retail at the outlet mall. It's hectic, it's hard, but she's grateful.
When I got here, I was 3 weeks without a job, so I was going crazy.
She carpools with relatives for roughly 2 hours a day.
We're working on, you know, getting me a car for the end of the month because you have to have a car here. You can't get anywhere without cars.
Morales, who's 21, had been studying at the University of Puerto Rico and working two jobs when Hurricane Maria hit. Like millions of other Puerto Ricans, she waited for relief in the weeks after. Then she found out the university wouldn't open for another year.
You know, I decided that I had to leave because education is really important to me. I really want to be a professional. I really want to work. You know, I want to be someone.
The choice was hard. Morales, an only child, didn't want to leave her mother, who's vowed to stay in Puerto Rico. But her uncle, grandmother, and dad were already in Florida. She could just join them in Kissimmee. So many Puerto Ricans have moved there, the town's been nicknamed Bayamón, after the busy city on the island. Her family took her into their quiet neighborhood. Quiet except for their dog. Her father, Gary's been wanting her to move for a while.
I'm very grateful that she's here. She's going to have a lot of opportunity that here in United States, she's not going to have the same opportunity in Puerto Rico.
Those opportunities aren't automatic. Maria evacuees like Morales have been granted in-state tuition for Florida universities, but they have to apply first and meet credit and language requirements. Morales taught herself English growing up, and she feels lucky to be one of about 300 students admitted to the University of Central Florida so far. She'll continue her bachelor's degree there in January.
I was forced because of the hurricane to come here, but it was already a plan of mine to come here. So I'm very grateful. Maybe, you know, it's a blessing too that happened.
Her dream? To become an occupational therapist on the mainland. In Orlando, I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.